Hello, today is Thursday, March 7th. I'm Tracy Anderson, and thanks for joining me today. It's the first week of March, and just a couple more weeks until official spring. So let's see how a few markets are looking heading out of winter. So first up, beef. The next big beef holiday is only a couple weeks away. Ready for a joyous St. Patrick's Day. Briskets are running about 70 cents a pound more than the same time last year, so that corned beef and cabbage will be a bit more expensive this year. Still, I'm ready for an enjoyable holiday. The beef market last week stayed below 600,000 head again, coming in at 599,000 head, just up from 593 the week prior. This continued restrained production is pushing some products higher. Right now, top rounds are moving up very quickly. I understand this is the product of choice for retailers to finish up winter promotions. Looking at middle meats, short loins and strip loins continue a steady pattern moving up since the start of the year. Ribeyes are fairly steady after the early market corrections, and I wouldn't be surprised to see them move higher again as the weather gets nicer. Grinds have found some support after several weeks of declines. I'm still of the mind to buy just what you need, not getting too out front on inventory. Now let's look at grains, and corn closed at 412, up from last week's 405. I was expecting us to finally get below $4, but that did not happen. So what has changed? There is expectation the government is going to increase the corn dedicated to fuel to support new biojet fuel technology. So now we have a use for that overstocked corn. I'm still confident we won't see too much inflation from this pending rules change. Soy is holding pretty steady. Values are looking pretty good. We may have a move higher with soy, but I don't think it'll be much. And wheat is the same story from the last couple weeks. Pricing is down with good domestic crops, and Russia continues to dump product on the world market. Okay, a quick look at poultry, and we had a week of steady pricing. Just a pause, pricing will be up again for next week on all chicken products. Demand continues to be strong and taking all the product that's being produced. I expect this to continue at least the next few weeks. On the avian flu front, a very good week, with only two new reports affecting 160 birds. Let's talk about pork, and bellies closed at 123, up from 120 last week. I thought we'd see some belly increases, but now I think we could see this market hang around this 120-125 range. I don't see the need to load in on any bacon, but I don't see this moving lower anytime soon. Butts are getting good export demand, and they're moving up again next week. Loins still a great value. And ribs, continuing to have support, they're moving higher. And finally, we'll look at dairy, and the CME closed today is a mixed bag, with barrel down 5, block down 9, and butter up 1. Milk is in good supply, but we could see this turn around as weather improves. Okay, with that, I'm done. Thanks for listening, and let's do it again next week.